We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Beis. Four lines before the lines start getting wide. Zok de Gemara Bechulen Avaloi B'Mekdoshim. We heard in the Mishnah that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain is Noyeg Bechulim, Avaloi B'Mekdoshim. So the Gemara asks, Amai Loi. Why shouldn't it be Noyeg B'Mekdoshim? The kasha alone is difficult, but let's just go a little further. So the Gemara answers, the omakro shaleach tishalach esaim b'mi sha'ato mitzuva l'shalchai. The mitzvah is b'mi sha'ato mitzuva l'shalchai yotzo ze shi'i ato mitzuva l'shalchai elala v'yoi lidei gizbo. The whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is only by someone b'mishat ha-metzuvah l'shalchai. And here, since there's ha-metzuvah l'viyay l'idei gizbal, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And pshat in this drash, Rashi on the bottom of the Amid, the last line seems to say pshat. The Rashi says, perhaps a little before the last line, "Bahochi doshes lay the kaboy l'shaleach l'mokim atzola behefka." The mitzvah of shiluach hakan is, you have it in your hands, send it away l'mokim atzola behefka, that it should be l'chayre nitzel from you. Behefka, it should not be in your rishus. Don't take the aim. Send it away. L'mokim atzola v'hefka. V'hai lav b'hochihu. And by Mukdoshim, who had been later, the Gemara is going to say by Oif Shehor Gesanefesh, here you can't do this. V'hai lav b'hochihu. V'hochi dorishko shaleach tishalach. As haroi l'shalchai. One that's roi l'shalchai l'moki matzola v'hefka. V'es she'ein roi l'shalchai al teshlechenu. But if it's not roi l'shalchai, so it seems the tishalach is going on the shaleach. Shaleach means if it's roi l'shalchai, if that is the proper thing to do, to send it to Amokim Atzolot, to Amokim Hefker, then there's a mitzvah to Shalach. But if this is not the proper thing to do, the proper thing would be to give it to the Gizbo, not to send it to Amokim Hefker. So there's no mitzvah of Tishalach. That, let us just understand the Gemara, the Vayal, this way. That means, he says, for some, and the Gemara understood that since it's Mukdoshim, that is not the proper thing to do. That it should be sent L'mokim Hefker. There's another tafkid that has to be done with this oif. This oif, that's not the tachlis, that the oif should be sent to a Mukim Hefker. It belongs someplace. It belongs to be given to the Gizbo. So Memele, so in such a instance, there's no chiyuv of Tishalach. This is a drash. This is a drash. There's no mitzvah of Tishalach. What would be without the drash? Now we have to understand, as follows. The Gemara seems to be saying that the Gemara understood for a Dovah Poshet that it doesn't belong to be sent away. That the Gemara understood this. And now I have a drash. If it doesn't belong to be sent away, there's no mitzvah of Teshalach. And what would be without the drash? So I also wouldn't send it away. If somehow the Gemara understands that it doesn't belong to be sent away, now I have a drash, that an oif that does not belong to be sent away, there's no mitzvah to send it away. So what would be without the drash? But it doesn't belong to be sent away. Why do I need the drash? This kasha, the Rishonim ask, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, it's very unclear exactly how the drash goes, but there's a problem over here, and let's appreciate the problem. If I understand that it doesn't belong to be sent away, so without the drash also I shouldn't send it away. So the Rishonim say, that without the drash, amiridik is ach, and we're going to learn from these Rishonim, amiridik ahaloche. So the Rishonim say, without the drash, I also know it doesn't belong to be sent away. That somehow the Gemara understood. You're not supposed to send it away. It belongs to the giz, but not should be sent away. So, I won't send it away. You shouldn't send it away. But since there's a mitzvah of shaleach to shalach, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah because you can't send it away. So memele, don't take the bonim. That means the only heter to take the bonim is if you're shaleach. Here I can't be mishaleach because I can't send it away because it has to be given to the gizbo. So without the drash, my hands would be tied. I can't take the bonim because I can't send away the aim. What was the drash mechadish? The drash was mechadish. You know, there's no mitzvah of shalayach to shalach. Since you can't send it away because it has to be given to the gizbo, there's no mitzvah to send it away, so you can take the bonim. That's what was Neschadish with the Drash. That's what Rishonim say. And because of these Rishonim, we have a Moiridike Limud. We have a Moiridike Limud, it would seem, without the Drash, so what would be? Don't take the bonim, because you can't send it away. Don't take the bonim, you can't send it away. But L'chayre, so it seems from over here that the whole mitzvah, which is a mirdika machlokes, what if a person doesn't want to take the bonim? Is there a mitzvah to send it away? Yes or no? There's a big machlokes. So from these rishonim, this is a Rashba, a Ritva, and a Ran, we'll see later on Kuflametes, another, from these rishonim, we see a mirdika zach. That the only mitzvah is if you want to take away the bonim. That's the mitzvah. If you want to take the bonim, there's a mitzvah of shaleach. So the Gemara said, since you can't be mishaleach, that the Gemara understood, you can't be mishaleach, you have to give it to the gizbo. That the Gemara understood. So the din would have been that you're not mishaleach, because you can't be mishaleach, and you wouldn't take the bonim. So I have a drash. There's no mitzvah to be mishaleach. So now you can take the bonim. But it would seem that it's only negeya. The whole mitzvah is only negeya if you want to take the bonim. So without the posik, I wouldn't be allowed to take the bonim. And with the posik, you're allowed to take the bonim. That's how I saw from Rav Chaim Knievsky brings a raya from the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran to this tzad, that the mitzvah is only, this is in Siach HaSodeh, Kuntres HaLikutim, Simentes, he brings this raya from these Rishonim, that the whole mitzvah is only when you want to take the bonim. So the Gemara understood without the posik, so you won't be allowed to take the bonim since you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And the posik tells us that there's no mitzvah, that there's no mitzvah. That is pshat in the Gemara. So Ravina said, but we just said a mouthful now. We just said an oif that you can't send away. Halachically, you can't send away. There's no mitzvah of shilu achakan. That's what we just said. And that's the reason of Magdosha. Hilkach. So he says, I'll tell you a chiddush. Another din. Oif toyer shahorges anefesh. If a oif killed someone, an oif toyer, potter mishiluach. So there's no mitzvah of shiluach, okay, my time. Same drash. The omakro shaleich teshalach haseim. B'mi shata mitzuv leshalchay. An oif that you can send away. There's a mitzvah to send away. Yotzezeh shata mitzuv leshalchay v'yil abezn. Here you have to bring it to Bezin to get killed. We'll see about it later what exactly the case is. So Mamela, again, you can't send it away. So we have this rash, an oif that you can't send away. There's no mitzvah to send away. Fine. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Shahorages hanefesh, ve'achakach morat, v'nimtzo v'kach. Now we have to understand Rashi had a problem, and Rashi answered the problem, and this Rashi is problematic. But let's go Bahadroge. Rashi says, well, let's go backwards. There's a machlokes tanoim in Masechtas Baba Kama. If a sheir shel hefker killed someone, is it chayiv misa? It's a machlokes to Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, that mem dalet. The Tana Kama says a sheir shel hefker is also chayiv misa. The chayiv misa is has nothing to do with the Baila. Sure, shall have to that killed. It's chayiv misa. You kill it. Rav Yudah says no. Asher shall hefker is potter for misa. Nafka asher shall bailam is chayiv misa. Asher shall hefker is potter for misa. Now, so let us imagine for 1 minute we paskin like Rav Yudah. We paskin like Rav Yudah. So asher shall hefker is potter for misa. So now, so Rashi had a tremendous problem. So where do you have a case, an oif, that there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan, hakain, and it's chayiv misa. Now, if it belongs to someone, so there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakay. If it doesn't belong to someone, so it's not chayiv misa. So what's the case? So let's just imagine for 1 minute, we paskin like the music. So Rashi said, Shahorges hanefesh, va'achakach morat benimtzo bekeim. So Rashi says that else. No. When it killed, it belonged to a bailam. When it killed, it belonged to the bailam. So it was chayiv misa. Then it was morat. Then it ran away from the bailam. So then it became hefker. And then it's yoyshev al benimtzo bekeim. So now you have a mitzvah of shiluach hakein because b'shas now it's not mezumen and now it's hefker. So that's the case. That's what Rashi had this problem. If it's a hefker dekoyif, it's not chayim misa. So Rashi said no. When it killed, it wasn't hefker. V'achakach morat, and then it ran away. Then it became hefker. So now that's in the via mitzvah of shiluach hakein, but since it's chayiv misa, so you can't send it away. So therefore, there's a mitzvah. That's why this drash of there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Direct him in cheschinach and Rashi, we don't pass them like a Yehuda. So what's your problem? Why does Rashi have to make such an akipta? That's problem number one. Direct him chazaynish of Rashi. If you go according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Baba Kama says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nogach v'achakach hifker is also potter for Misa. So if you're dancing with Rabbi Yehuda already, so in the head of Behefker, so it's also part of a Misa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a problem. No gachvachem gave us part of a Misa. There's no chiv to bring it to Besen anymore if it was Morad. So these are the two problems on Rashi. First of all, Rashi is saying, not like the Tanakama, we paskin like the Tanakama. And if you want to satisfy Rabbi Yehuda, the Teretz is not satisfying Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nogach Vachachitke is also Potter from Misa. So this is a Shvera Rashi. Potter Milushaleach, Hoyel Ubakhtolohu, has to be killed, Bohidol Shislai. Now Rashi says the Drash. The Kopoy Ilushaleach Lamokim Hatzolah. The shiluach is l'mokim atzola behefke. V'hai lav v'hochi. You can't send it away to mokim atzola behefke. V'hochi dorishko shaleach t'shalach. Es haroi l'shalchai. When are you mechuyiv t'shalach? Es haroi l'shalchai. V'shein rishoi l'shalchai. Lo t'shalchen adus lo mitzvah of shiluach hakam. Okay. Now, frek the Gemara. Hey Chidomi, now let's analyze what is the case of this Oif Shahorges HaNefesh. What happened over here? E the Gomar Dinei, if there was a Gomar Dinei already, Bezen Paskin, that it's Chayv Misa, there was a Gomar Dinei. It's Bar Ketolo. Zutrashi Bar Ketolo, who Meheichon Nimlat. Now we have to understand this Rashi. It's also a Shvera Rashi. Mehecha Nimlat. So the Ritva understood Pshat and Rashi. So it doesn't paskin that it's Chayiv Misa. So how did it escape? A knife that's Chayiv Misa is put behind bars and Mehecha Nimlat. How was it Nimlat? So how do you have such a story? It'll never escape. How do you have such a Misa? So, frag the Ritva Akashe, Akashe Vamaise, ran away, Akashe Vamaise. That, in the Emerson, in the Levaye asks, better Akashe. Levaye asks, the Gemara in Baba Kama asks, by Asher HaMu'ed that's Chayef Koifer, so how do you have Asher HaMu'ed that's Chayef Koifer? The first time you kill someone, you kill the Sher. So, Moses Dora, ran away. Right? So, we have such things that, criminal animals can escape from the authorities. So what's the kasha? So the Ritva says two mahalchim. One mahalach, the Ritva says, so it's also bano, and since it's also bano, so kochach, there's no mitzvah of shaleach, because it's l'takola. You can't send out a bird that's also bano. So that's poshit, that there's no mitzvah of shaleach. So I need the drash. That's how the Ritva says, pshat in the Gemara's kashe. But there's another pshat. You have to know how the Ritva learned in the Gemara Gufa. Whoever finds it is chayiv la misoi. So kochach, there's no mitzvah l'shalchay. I don't know if you've not learned pshat in the Gemara before. So I don't need a posik. It seems I don't need a posik. There's a mitzvah on him to kill it. There's a mitzvah on him to kill it. V'heich amar rachmano l'shalchay. So it seems. Without the drash, I also would know that there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Elo de legom adine. So, it's speaking about that there was no gemar din. That means what happened, that this oif killed a person, and now I see this oif. It was not brought to Bezin yet. Uboi le suye le beidine, so Rashi says, mitzvah al kol hapegeya v'chayvei misa, L'havion le-bezen. There's a mitzvah to bring it to Bezen, k'dei le-bayer rishoyim mi-Yisrael. So, what's better? So perhaps it would seem this is only a din on the gavre. That means the gavre is mechuyev to make sure b'yart arom Yisrael. A mitzvah on the gavre without a posik, that means if it's also bano, or, I mean, so then it could be, there's a din, you have to be maimis, it could be, so the oif is a lav bar shiluach. But if there's only a din on the gavre, I mean, there's no dinim on the oif. There's only a din on the gavre to bring it to Bezden. The labai rishoyim Yisrael. So that's not called, it's a lav bar shiluach. So that's the drash. The drash is that, but since it's a din on the gavre, to bring it to Bezen, there's no mitzvah, that's the drash of shaleach to shalach. Now, there's a very interesting kashim that the Rishonim ask. Very interesting kashim. They ask a kashim. There's a mitzvah sasei of shiluach hakein, a mitzvah sasei shalech teshalach. There's a lav also, leisikach. There's a mitzvah ubiyarto. So the eske kasha, the esse in loisas of shiluach hakein should be doiche the esse of ubiyarto. It's like a esse olin. It's a lav and an esse. Should doiche biyarto. And you should talk to be mekayim. Shiluach HaKein. That means, the Gemara seems to be saying that since there's a din of Biyarta, so you're mechuyev to bring it to Bezden, so memele, so no, you're not mechuyev to bring it to Bezden. You have a mitzvah of Shiluach, and that's an Esse, and a Loisase, and then there's an Esse, it should be Deiche or Biyarta. So Fakert is a mitzvah of Shiluach. And this kasha, the Ran brings down Rishonim to say a Moira de Keteretz. The Ran brings down Rishonim that says a Teretz, it can't be Deicher Biyarta, because the mitzvah of Biyarta, I'm mechuyev to do. The mitzvah of Shiluach, I'm not mechuyev to do. Who tells you to take the Bonim? So again, we see from these Rishonim, that the whole mitzvah of shiluach is everyone to take the bonim. So you say, hey, listen, there's a mitzvah of biyarta, there's a mitzvah of shiluach. Don't take the bonim, don't be a mitzvah of shiluach. Again, so they bring down from these rishonim klol, the whole mitzvah is only if you want to take the bonim. The Ran says another teretz, the Ran says that it's not called an esse olim, even though there's a lav, that's not called an esse olim. No, even it's olim, it also can be doich. Fine. That's these two dinim. Now the Gemara is going to try to figure out the case of Mekdoshim. Hani Mekdoshim Heichidome. Now we have an oif that's Bugdish, and now we have a drash that there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Hani Mekdoshim Heichidome. He has an oif, it's his oif, he was magdashet, so mi mechayev, so b'chal there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Ki yikore kan tzipe prat l'mezumen. If he has b'seich beisoy, so it's mezumen, it's his, it's on the tachashlitosoy, so you don't need a ptul of mugdoshim. It's a fill if it wouldn't be magdash, it is no mitzvah shiluach hakein. Hello, the Chose came by Alma Vagdashe. Not speaking about that he saw a Cain in the Mokim Hefka, it's not his, he called it, and he was Magdashit. And now that he was Magdashit, so now to the Pasuk said, oh, since he's Magdashit, so it's Magdoshim, now we have this Tarash that it's part of Ham Shiluah. In fact, the Gemara, Mi Kodesh, can you be Magdish something that's not yours? Ishki Yagdish as Beisai Kodesh Omar Rachmone, Ma Beisai Bershusai Avkol Bershusai. So he can be, so it's not Hegdish. So that's not the case. So we have a big problem. He says, what's the case of Mugdoshim? If it was his, he could be Magdishit, so typically it's his. If it's not his, so how could it be Magdishit? Ella dagvinu lefleichim. So first the Gemara wanted to say, anu mahalach, that the Mugdoshim is not that the mother is Hegdish, Mugdoshim is that the Afleichim are Hegdish. Vagdishinu. Vahoda hadrinu. Then the mother came back, he picked up the Afleichim, it was Magdish the Afleichim, then the mother came back. So now, there's no mitzvah shiluach hakein lecha because of a different time, because tikach loch, I can't, the afreichim are hegdish. So the Gemara says, if he picked it up already, I afilu b'chulin nami loy mechayim. So then you don't need a miyat of hegdish. This name we learned in the Mishnah, not al esabonim, v'chzirim lekam, he was kind of the bonim, so it's baita, it's mezumen. Just like if the aim is mezumen, so there's no mitzvah of shiluach. If the freichim am is a monim, there's also no mitzvah of shiluach. So the Gemara says, no, the case is like this. Ela da agba la aim. He picked up the aim. Ba agdisha, he was magdisha. Now, when he picked up the aim, so let's try to understand what happened over here. When he picked up the aim, so the minute he picked it up, there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. I mean, he picked up the aim. So there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakein that was chal on him. And then, he was magdishit. Yeah. Bahadra. And then it went back on the Efreichim. Frag the Gemara, Mikore Echayiv Loi B'Shiluach Mekamei Da'agdisha. Frag the Gemara, Amir Di Kekashe. That means like this. He saw a kanziper, and it was Hefker. He picked up the mother. Now, the minute he picks up the mother, so he's chayiv to send it away. And then he was magdashit. He was, now there was a chayiv already to, he picked it up, he was kainer the magdashit, and fartik. And then it went back. So it's not mezumin, because when he picked it up, it was ki yikore. But after he picked it up, it was magdashit, so now there's no mitzvah of shiluach, because now it's hegdish. And that is the case. That's what the man wants to say. Ela da agba leim, ba'agdisha, and it was magdashit, v'hodra, and it went back on the afreichim. And that's the case of the posik. So, be'etzim, there was already chal on me a chiyuv, to make shiluach hakein. The pasuk says, but since now it's a kodesh tikah aim, there's no mitzvah of shiluach hakein. That's pshat the drash. Frek the Gemara and Shuldik. I got news for you. In such a case, there is a mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Mikore ichayiv le b'shiluach mikamei da'agdisha. As soon, the minute he picked it up, he picked up an oif shel chulin. Then he was magdashit. So as soon as he picked it up, there's already chal on him a chiyuv of shiluach. So even though it became right away hegdish, it was magdishit, but that hegdish cannot be mafkiya the mitzvah of shiluach, because he already became mechuyev b'shiluach. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer, Higdish Chaya ba'achakach shochta, pota milachases. What is the din of a chaya is mechuyev in kisi adam? Yishecht a chaya. If you shecht a chaya shal hegdish, you pota from kisi adam. At Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef gizuk tozai, Higdish Chaya ba'achakach shochta, pota milachases. You put it from kisi adam. That if you were magdished before you shechted it. Shechta v'achakach higdisho. But what is if he shechted it and then he was magdished? Chayiv l'chasois, he's chayiv l'chasois, shekvar nischayiv b'kisui koidim shiovi lidei hegdish. That means since with the shechita he became chayiv b'kisui, so the hegdish is not mafkia mitzvahs kisui. Frag the Gemara, say bazoi, if the case of hegdish that's potter by shiluach hakeim is your case, that first he picked it up, and then he was, so at the minute he picked it up, he was chayiv b'shiluach, and then he was magdishit. So you want to tell me that the posik tells me that there's no chiv of shiluach because it became hegdish, no chiv shiluach and hegdish. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, since the chiyuv of shiluach was already chal before it became hegdish, the hegdish will not be mavkiya, the mitzvah of shiluach. And the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. The din is, if you shecht a behema shel hegdish, it's potter from kisi adam. But if you shecht a behema of chulin, and then you were magdashit, you chayv a kisi adam. So what's the reason? The reason is because there's already chal a chiyuv of kisi adam. So memeles, even though now it's hegdish, that cannot be mafkiya the chiyuv of kisi. Now, let us see Rashi. Mi mechayiv a philip shulchulin. It's mezumin. Elo de chosak kein ba'alma, b'mokim shein koniloi. Rabbi meinim shaloi, the komokim shabayim shaloi afilai dev schiyas chotam ishtameres lodom shaloi meidate choshiblai mezumen bashele sapor. It's been made a mokim hefke. Someone says, how could you be magdish? Ela dagbino lafroichim vizochabu vagdishinu ma'acha dafroichim kdoishim niftam o shaloich esahim vada adrinu vachosareim aleim da'em keim. Someone says, "Potem ishlecht, even so, chabem bezumen kirinim bo." So, a male fellow without hegdish, it's also potem. So the Gemara says, "No, he picked. There was a oif shel hefke, a tzipa shel hefke. He picked it up, and he was magdishit. And the chiddush is, there's no mitzvah of shiluach." So the Gemara says, "I'm sorry. As soon as he picked it up, he chayev lei b'shiluach shemotzon." Mishum da agdeshe boser hochi loipokilei shum mitzvah minayos. Even though it was magdeshe, since the mitzvah was once chal, it will not be nifke. The snan bukdosh main kisi adam noigben kenemrine beper kisi adam shum shchite shein neruye shasurim bano shoch tavach kachdish shechayv lechas techiyuv edachay lolei loipok. Now Rabbi Kevega, when he learned this Gemara, Kevega had a tremendous problem. One shtickle he says, Hashem Yareina, and another shtickle he says, Vitzorchi and Godel. He had a tremendous problem over here. Now, let us explain what our Gemara just said, and we should appreciate the problem. So Rabbi Kevega says like this. We have here a miut that there's no mitzvah of shiluach by hegdish. So that we're trying to find a case that there a mitzvah shiluach and hegdish is mafkiya the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Oh, I have a gvaldik case. There was a tzipur shel hefker. He picked it up. Says chayiv to be mishalei, and then he was magdishit. Oh, that's the case. So that there's no mitzvah of shiluach by hegdish the kosh." The Gemara says, "No. In such a case, you're mechuyev because since the mitzvah of shiluach was chal, so that hegdish will not be a deterrent to be mafkiya the mitzvah. Unless it's approved to you. What's the proof? The proof is by kisi adam. You shecht a chaya of hegdish, you put it from kisi adam. If you shecht a chaya shochulin, and then you magdish it, you chayv and kisi adam. So what's the ball? So you see, the ball is, because since it was very chalachi about kisi, it's not nifka. Picked up kevein kishem mishimayim. Doesn't begin to understand the chaya from kisi adam. You know why? He says like this. When you shecht a chaya shel hegdish, you know why you put it? It's a shchita shein eruy. It's fine. If I shecht a chaya shel chulin, you know why you, and then I was magdish it. Says, you know why you chayv and kisi adam? You know why? Why not? So I was magdish the chaya, so what? There's no problem. There's no problem. The, if you shecht a chaya shel hegdish, so it's a shchita shein eruy, so it says v'shachat v'kisa. You have to make a ma'aser shchita. I didn't make a ma'aser shchita. So there's no mitzvah v'kisa. If I shechted a chayah shel chulin, I made a ma'aser shchita. Now you're scratching your head. Why I'm a chayah and kisi adam? I was magdishit. What's your problem? There's a problem. The whole reason you're potter is because it's a shchita shein eruyah. So if I was magdish after the shchita, so there's no reason why you should be potter. By our case of shiluach, HaKan, we have a reason she be potter. There's a svara that there's no mitzvah chal to be mishaleach oif shel hegdish, because you can't be, whatever the reason is, there's a chesed. So I said, but no, it was already chal dechiyev. So this reason cannot be mafkiyev dechiyev. Where do you see that? Who told you so? The Gemara brought a raya from Kisi Adam. Fakhtrabe Kevege, there's no raya from Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam, the Hegdish, is in no way a sibe not to make Kisi Adam. So Mashtetzich, he make Kisi Adam. But now I have here a sibe not to make Shiluach HaKein. It's Hegdish already. This is, well, you have to give it to the Gizbo, whatever this word is. So Mamela could be. There's no mitzvah of Shiluach. As if it's Rabbi Kevega, he blives by itself here. The Chazainish wants to say, such a terrace. He says, no, it's not so pushed by Kisi Adamos. He says like this. He says, a person, shechted achaye, right? Shechted achaye. Then he says, before the dam started to drip out, he's magdish the achaye. Before it started dripping out. Okay, he's magdish or not. It's hegdish. The achaye is hegdish. He says like this. Now, when the dam starts dripping out, so he says, you should know, you have your conflicting interests over here. Know what the conflicting interests are? Mitzad echo, there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. Mitzad echo, since the dam became, I was magdish, the chaya, the dam became hegdish, belongs to hegdish. No, hegdish can do things with dam. A dam make itself a zevil, it's moment. It's mum and gavoya. Shiroi le mochle le zevel, vishape roi le hegdish, uch shimechaseyu ba'och or goyzle le hegdish. So you know, when the minute he was magdish right after the shrita, you have conflicting interests over here. Mitzad the mitzvah of kisui, there's a mitzvah to mechase the dam. What's with hegdish? Hegdish is going to lose. Mitzad hegdish, a goyzle hegdish. So you have a conflicting interest. Af al pi kein, it says, there's a mitzvah of kisi. Why? Because since it was chal already, since the minute I shechted it was chal achiyuv, so the interest of hegdish, the schus of hegdish, will not be mafkiyah the mitzvah, because there's already nischayim in the mitzvah. That's a gemara's kasha. Here also, since when I picked up the oif, I was already chayim a mitzvah shiluach, so now how can you send it away? It goes to the gizbar. So for cancer, the Gemara says, so I see by kisi yadam, that since you were once nischayiv, you don't look at these conflicting interests. The chiyuv was chal before the deterrent was chal. So you're ready, you're memala the chiyuv. That's how the Chazanish wants to fend for Rabbi Kevega's kash. So you have a problem. So what is the case of Mukdoshim? We have to make sure it's not Mizumen, and we have a problem. Rav Omar b'magdish peiris sheifchay u'mordo. So Rav says as follows. Rav says, let's say the teres before we explain the lashon of Rav. Rav says, it's speaking about like this. A person had a bnei yaineh in his house. It's his bnei yaineh, it's mezumen, it's us. He was magdish it. This should be bnei yaineh, oila sa'if. He was magdish it. It should be an oila. Right? Gevaldik. Now, it was mordu. That means that it ran away. He lost his bailus, he lost his shlita. This oif flew away. Fine. Now, 5 days later, he's walking along in a hefkedika place, and he sees this oif, which is now no more. Now it's no more mezumen anymore. It's hefker. And there's a shayli once a day. What's with the mitzvah of shiluach ha'akei? That's the shayla. Oh, say the mitzvah of mukdoshim. Since this already became, that means before I pick it up, but it's already it's mukdoshim. So there's not chala mitzvah shiluach. That's the case. That is the case of our mishneh. And that what the gemara says. Rav Omer b'magdish peiris sheifchay means, in other words, he was magdish a bnei yoyne. Peiris sheifchay means they were very young, because a bnei yoyne is also very young. So Memela was magdish it when it was young, and then later it was mordu and so now the mitzvah of shiluach hakein would have been chal, but since it's hekdesh, it's not chal. Let's see what Rashi says. Rav Omer l'trutzi l'masnisni b'magdish peiris sheifchay geiz loy sheifchay l'mizbeach loylus nedov. V'acher kach shegodlu oisan peiris mordu v'yotzu v'konenu b'mokim acher. The mikore ki agdeshinu elochayrepsim. That what Rashi says, godlu, is because elochayreps it had to get a little older to have afroichim and bayim. So it's godlu, but it seems the kedushas haguf is still kaim. Bekananu b'mokim acha. Yeah. The mikore ki hakdishinu, the day have v'chal hakdishalai. V'hashte the motzon la mezumenu, it's not mezumen. V'have v'chulun av v'machayvi. V'hayde noket peiris le'oma magdish shayvchay, was magdish the shayvach atzmi, v'shum diyoyne mein arui melok shayim k'tanim. V'rav le'oma le'milse ela b'kotshay mizbeach. Rav said it's speaking about kotshay mizbeach, not by kotshay bedek abayis. So Memele, so that's the case. So now they're Mukdoshim, and they're Mukdoshim, and have this drash that Potter from Shiluach. That's Rav. Ushmuel Omar b'magdish Talmud Goylosoi lebedek habayis. Now we'll see as the sugya progresses. Shmuel Zicha holds of Rav Zakimta. Rav Zakimta is a very choshev Kimta. But Rav says you don't have to say that it's Hegdish Bedek Abayis. You don't say it's Hegdish Kedushas Mizbeach. I feel it's Hegdish Bedek Abayis. So you don't have to talk about a Benyoyne. You can talk about a chicken. It's Magdish Bedek Abayis. And we'll see that that's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav said, it can't be speaking about Hegdish Bedek Abayis. And Shmuel says, it can also be speaking about Hegdish Bedek Abayis. So Shmuel says like this, Bishloime Shmuel loy oma kerav, kamukin lo bekotshi Bedek Abayis. Shmuel says, it could also be speaking about Afilo by kotshe bedek abayis, it does not necessarily have to speak about by kotshe mizbeach. Ela Rav, my time leoma kishmu. Why did Rav say it's only speaking about kotshe mizbeach? Why didn't Rav say it's speaking about kotshe? Also kotshe bedek abayis. Omer lecha Rav, davke kapotri mishiluach, kain peire shoyfchay. The kotshim is beyach nino. The kiv in the kotshim kedushas aguf loipoke kedushas ayuminayu. Ava magdish tarnu gulos elebedek habayis. The lav kotshim is beyach. The kedushas domin baalmuhu. Even the mordo poke kedushas ayu. V'chayeves b'shiluach. Now, I'd like to explain what Rav says over here. It's a amiridike yisod. Rabbochanan and Kovitz Aores and Yevam and Simin and Beis Oisvav and Zayim. So Rabbochanan says as follows: there's Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Habayis, and there's a tremendous difference between these two. Let us just go a step before. We'll see. Let us just see the top Tosfos, and then we'll explain what Tosfos is saying and what the Gemara is saying. Given the mordu poko kedusha sayu, shamina mahoche, the voizim betal negoilem shel chulim, shemordu bebaleim, bohochulem habehevker, vamachzik behem zocha, tochainitayim, given the mordu habehevker vachayoven bishiluach. Now let us just say what Tosfos is saying, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Tosfos says pshat in our Gemara, but let us just say what Tosfos says. If you have chickens, Reuven owns chickens, and the chickens run away. They run away. Where are they? They're no way to be found. They're mordu bebaleihem. So Tosfos says they're hefker. Why are they hefker? Abuchanan wants to say the hefker, it's called avudim imenu mikolodim. He can't get to them, he doesn't know where they are, and then does. They're moldu, it's not he lost them. You lose something, that's an aveda. But here, they're running away, and they're running away from him, the kitsa. So memele, in this matzev, Abuchanan says it's called avudim imenu mikolodim. It's called like, he has no control of them, he can't catch them, he doesn't know where they are. So his bailus becomes nifka. A yesod. If you have an animal that runs away from you, it's yours. And so Taisa says, so a person sees it, wanna take it for yourself, gizuntai. There's no mitzvah to Shabbos Aveda, there's nothing. A behemish and mordo is hefka. That's what Taisa says. Now, that's a case by, an animal that belongs to a person. This Kedushas Bedek Habayis and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Bedek Habayis, Zotra Bolchonam, Kedushas Domim. The whole Kedusha is based upon the fact that it belongs to Bedek Habayis. There's such a Rishus Gavoya of Bedek Habayis. This is Mamin Gavoya. It belongs to Bedek Habayis. It belongs to Bedek Habayis. It's a Kedusha. This Kedusha is Domin. But the Kedusha originates because it belongs to Bedek Habayis. Now, what'll be if it runs away from Bedek Habayis? It runs away? So just like, if it runs away from a Bailam, it's Avudim Imenu Mikolodom, so the Bailas is Nifka. So if it runs away from Bedik Abayis. Bedik Abayis is also a Baila. So the Bailas of Bedik Abayis is Nifka. And what happens if it's Nifka? So it's Eis Hegdesh. The whole Kedusha of Kedusha's Dome means because it belongs to Bedik Abayis. It belongs to Bedik Abayis and it should be used for holy purposes. A component, that's the whole source of the Kedusha of Kedusha's Bedik Abayis. The minute it runs away from Bedik Abayis, so Bedik Abayis lost their bailus, so it's Eis Hegdesh. That's Kedusha's Dome. Kedushas Haguf, a Kolben, the Kedusha is not because it belongs to the Gaboy. Kedushas Haguf is, it's Kodesh. It's not because, the Kedusha is not dependent on the ownership. It's Kodesh, Kedushas Haguf. So Mamela, now let's start saying Pshat Nagamor. We had a case where we were groping to find a case that is a mitzvah, that would have been a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain, by Mekdosh Meva Posik, that there's no mitzvah. So what's the case? So Rav held, so we finally found the case. What was the case? The case was, let's talk about, a person had a chicken, his own chicken, he's magdish the chicken, Bedik Abayis. He's magdish the chicken, Bedik Abayis. So, it's Kodesh, fine. It's Mezumin, it's Kodesh, everything. Now the chicken runs away. It's Molda, the chicken runs away. So just like it runs away from him, it's not his anymore. It runs away from, now it was Magdashit, he runs away from the Gizbo, so it's not Hegdash either. So Rav said, so it's not Magdashim. It can't be talking about a chicken. Because by a chicken, the only way we can make it that it was his, and then it ran away. So he says, if it was his and it ran away, so, and he made it, Kedushas Bedik Abayis, so it's not Hegdash either. So there's no Pturim Magdoshim. So Rav said, you know what the case is? Davke Yoyne, it's speaking about a Bnei Yoyne, he was Magdashit for a Kolben. That, a Kolben, a Chilik, run away, not run away. The Kedusha is a Kedushas Haguf, which is not dependent on ownership. This is, it's a Kedushas Haguf. So Mela runs away, it's still a Kolben, it's still Magdoshim. That's the case. That Mugdoshim is Nismayat from Shiluach HaKein. But Kedushas Bedik Abayis, there's no such thing. Because in such a case that it was Magdash and it ran away, so it doesn't belong to Bedik Abayis. Now let's see a little the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Bishvu Shmuelay Omer Kerav. Shmu said it could also be speaking about Kedushas Bedik Abayis. The Kemukim Lo Bekotche Bedik Abayis. He wants to say, does not necessarily speaking about Kedushas Haguf. El Rav, my time, Eloi Oma Kishmu. Oma Lo Rav. Dav Ki Kapotri Mi Shiluach, the whole Ptur of Shiluach by Magdoshim's Kei Peire Shoifrei. The Kotche Mizbeich Nini. Nik even the Kotche Kedushas Haguf. Loi Poka Kedushas Hayim. Hegdish is not Nivka. Avo be magdish tal negoilos, ele bedik abayis, lab kochim izbeyach. It's not kochim izbeyach. The kdush is domin baalmuhu. So the kdush is domin, kivin de moldo. Poka kdush osai vecheyeves bishiluach. It can't be talking about kdush is domin, because if it's this scenario, so it's kdush is domin. Ushmuloma, ne, by kdush is bedik abayis, it can never run away. Kolleche de ise baby bei gaza de rachmone ise. Der siv la shem oret zum loye. It doesn't run away. Wherever it is, it's in the reshus of Bedik Abayis is tremendous. It's a big area. La shem oret zum loye. The kader oret, that's the reshus of Bedik Abayis. La shem oret zum loye. So Mamele didn't run away. Where did it run to? Where can it run to? So Hashem oret zum loye. So it didn't run away. So it's not avuda mimenu. It's by me. The whole, wherever it is, it's by me. So that's why there's no concept of avuda mimenu mikol odom. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Even though it's only Kedushas Domim, Shata Metzuva Lavi Yilidei Gizba. The Kedusha was a Nifka, so the male is, you have to give it to the Gizba. Like, Pak Kedusha Sayah, Bimridos, and Liyosu Mikoy Hegdish. That, so Rav says, Pak Kedusha's Mizbeyach, the Kedusha doesn't go away. It's still Hegdish. Of a Pak Kedusha Sayah, Mechaivi Bishiluach. And the Shmuel says, no, Lashem Horetz, Einam Abudim, it never got lost, it's not Abudim imenu. Shebechol Mokim Shem, wherever they are, Shalegdish, this is, the Mokim is Shalegdish, it's never got lost, it's always by the Gizbo. So Mamele, so that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel.